You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First date follow-up.
I like awkward things. I like awkward experiences, mm-hmm. awkward silences, mm-hmm. awkward conversations. I don't know why awkwardness is fun for me. And one of the most awkward things that you can ever experience in life mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't like, that I enjoy, is an elevator ride with a stranger. Which is just the two of you on there. And one of you like is like, you can feel somebody's like, I don't like silence. Should I talk now?
Should I
say something? But also, I don't know about them. They look like they don't want to be talked to. Mm-hmm.
I just stare at the floor.
Yeah, and it's super awkward.
On my phone.
Yeah, if you get on your phone, or if you don't have anything else to do, if you're not on your phone and you're both standing there, you're just looking at each other, and it's like, all right, hopefully this will be a quick ride and we don't get stuck in here.
Yeah.
And apparently, Patrick, who's on the phone for a first date follow-up right now, had an awkward elevator ride where he actually ended up asking for somebody's phone number.
Oh. Mm.
And that's the girl he went out with, but now she's not calling him back, so we'll see if we can figure out what happened. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you
Hello.
Doing?
Not much. That takes a lot of guts to talk to somebody on an elevator, let alone ask for their number.
For sure.
So we work in the same building, but we don't like work at the same job, so we like... the elevator ride is like the only time like I pretty much get to see her, so I have to time it right that we could get in the same. So it's like,
it wasn't a thing where you had never seen her before and then you were on the same elevator and you're like, I guess I'll shoot my shot right now. You've seen her before.
Exactly.
Did you like hang downstairs and wait for her?
Because I was attracted to her, I was just wanted to talk to her, so...
I feel like that's a yes. You lurk around the lobby until she walks in, you're like, all right, sweet, now I get to go in the elevator.
So it was a bunch of, tiny elevator conversations before I even worked up the nerve to, ask for a phone number, so it took a while of, these tiny little conversations, because you can only talk for so long, so mm-hmm. you have to get off on your floor,
In the conversation in the elevator, I'm guessing she seemed pretty into you, or because I would not ask for someone's number if they weren't.
No, it's just, your morning conversation, start off, what kind of coffee are you drinking, blah, blah, I like that place, this is what I, and then, build from there.
Was she just being polite, or do you think that she was into you?
Well, I eventually asked for her number, and then I texted her. We went out, and I feel like...
Still could be polite, though.
Really
some
well.
People would still do that. Yeah. Some people are still that polite where they're like, I just don't know how to say no to
right.
anything. Okay, I'm on the elevator. Here's my number. You asked me out. I guess I have to say yes.
Before you
and
know
then
it.
I also don't know how to tell him that I want him to go away, so I'm just going to ghost him now.
Yeah.
So, she could have just been polite, but how was the date when you guys actually went out?
Honestly, I thought the date went great. We... had a lot in common, we similar music we like and TV shows, and we hit it off pretty well. I feel like we both had a great time. And
what did you actually do for the date?
Right.
Well, we went out, we got a couple of drinks. We went to a wine tasting spot and she likes wine, I like wine. So I figured that'd be a good place to go. Mm-hmm. And we both were enjoying ourselves and I think maybe though, I did get a little bit tipsy and I'm that might've been an issue because I don't think I blacked out, but there's definitely parts of the evening I don't remember fully. So
getting like, hammered on a first date, usually not the best.
That was not my intention. Like I just don't hold my liquor that well. And right. like that was definitely not like what I was going for. But other than that, like we were both laughing. There was a lot of laughing and like Joe, I thought everything was going fine. But yeah, I just don't I don't know what's up.
How about the lip situation?
Gave her a kiss on the cheek of the night. I'm not like, you know, super aggressive. It was a first date and then I wanna like you know, be like I was just happy enough to get a number from the elevator. So like, you know,
how long has it been since you guys talked?
Man, it's almost 2 weeks now. I feel.
Have you seen her in the elevator lately?
Yeah. Like I've seen her walk through the lobby, but I haven't gotten the elevator because it would just be too awkward. I think because I haven't like she hasn't responded.
Well, yeah. Patrick, no. I mean, you said there's a few things you don't remember from the night. I'm going to go out on a limb and say one of those is probably why she's not calling you back.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to find out just to, like, get clarification would, like, help me out a lot, I feel.
Play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure it out for you with your first date follow-up, all right?
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Yep. It's a Jubal Show. We're in the middle of your first date follow-up. If you're just joining us, Patrick is on the phone, and Patrick is getting ghosted by a woman named Celine. Mm-hmm. They work in the same building, and they've taken the elevator a few times together, and he's been admiring her the whole time, waiting for his moment to pounce. Yep. Not like that. In a nice way, and ask her for her number. And he did the other day on the elevator. She gave it to him. They went out on a date to do a little wine tasting. He said they had a great time, although he doesn't remember all of the date because he did have a little too much wine and got kind of drunk. And he thinks that's why she's not calling him back. But other than that, he has no idea. And he's seen her in the building, but is scared to get on the elevator with her now, which I understand because that would be super awkward. I'm going to call her right now. Patrick, you ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Celine?
Yes, this is she.
Hello, Celine.
Who is this?
This is Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is Ox Fresh.
And this is English Evan.
Sorry, I don't know who that is.
The Jubal Show is a radio show. And we're calling you today because we do a segment on our show called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So we got an email about you, and it's from a dude named Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Patrick told us a little bit about your date. He said that he's always thought you were beautiful, saw you in the lobby and stuff at work. You guys rode the elevator a few times, and then he finally asked for your phone number. And you went out with him for a little wine tasting. And after that, you haven't talked to him since. And now he's scared to get in an elevator for the rest of his life.
What happened?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just drank a little too much. Wasn't cute, you know? And didn't really hold his liquor.
Mm. Well, he did tell us that he got a little drunk, which could definitely be a turnoff.
Yeah, I mean, it was just wine. It's not like we were drinking hard liquor or anything like that.
Well, dude, wine is way stronger.
Yeah, weren't you a bit tipsy, too, after drinking a few wines?
I mean, yeah, but I'm a girl. I gotta hold it together.
He got a little too drunk on your date, and was that just the turnoff for you?
Yeah, he was also just kind of loose-lipped, you know? Like, kind of divulging a little bit much.
What do you mean, loose-lipped?
He just was like, you know, I've been eyeing you, and I'd plan out, like, when I'd try to, like, see you in the mornings because that's, like, the only time I could get with you. And
I mean, that's, I mean, there's a line, right? I mean, yeah, Alex just said that. She said it's kind of cute. I would think that there's a cute version of that and then there's a creepy version of that.
Okay, so this is why I think it's creepy. So at the end of the day, like, I had to go to the bathroom, right? And I was like, hey, I'll meet you outside and I'll meet you at the car, right? So I came outside after using the bathroom and he was standing beside my car, but like he didn't see me, but like I saw him and he was smelling my car.
What?
He was doing what to your car?
He was smelling my car. Smelling my car. So like I saw that and I was like, okay, this guy is really drunk. This is f-ing weird. And I was like, f- this, I'm out of here. I'm just not going to even like try to confront a drunk dude right now, and
really
I
weird.
Had to get out of there.
That does cross the line of weird. Creep, I would say.
Well, maybe. Why is he smelling? What's he smelling
like,
on
you know
it?
How like guys like to smell girls like because they smell pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like a whole nother level. He's like drunk and he's like, maybe I can smell her perfume in her car.
Delicious.
That's weird.
You know what's also weird, Celine?
What?
Is that he's actually been on the line listening this entire time.
Yeah. He wants to talk to you, actually.
Sorry about that. We forgot. It's really weird that we forgot.
Oopsie. Probably smelling you through the phone.
Wait, what?
Yo,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, what's up, Celine?
Hey.
Like, I know that's totally weird. I'm like, I get it, like, how that must look to somebody and, like, being drunk and smelling your car, like, that.
That sounds totally normal, Patrick.
I do not, like, go around smelling cars. Like, that's not a thing I do. I just feel like, you know, and I know, like, me being, like, a little bit tipsy is awkward, but...
So why were you smelling my car, then?
Okay, so I swear I was, like, smelling, like, coolant. It smelled like your radiator might be overheating, and that's the only reason it's, like, because I've had my car do that, and I just thought I was, like, I'd smelled coolant. Mm. And that's why I was, like, getting closer to the hood to see if that must look awkward as like, from somebody, like, observing. And, yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, it was, like, really weird. You were swaying. You were drunk.
Yeah, like, I don't drink a lot, and I don't, like, go wine tasting. That's the first time I've ever been, like, wine tasting on a date. Like, that's, you know.
Here's a better question, Patrick. We know you were drunk, obviously, very drunk. You don't usually drink very much, never gone wine tasting on a date. Is this the first time you smelled a car on a date? That'll know if you're a serial car smeller.
100%, yeah. Like, I've never, this is, like, totally not a thing that happens to me. Okay. Like, yeah. This is
well, that's a relief.
A car on a date. Yeah, it's not. Hmm. Listen, I promise. I know it was super weird, but yeah, I'm trying to. It's very embarrassing, by the way. Like, yeah, this is not like something. This is not the first impression I wanted to make. You know, I was excited to go on a date with you. This is like mortifying, actually. But yeah, I was just concerned that like your radiator might be messed up or a hose or something because it's like I thought I smelled a little bit of. There's a certain smell that like.
Okay. Yeah, you're obviously very nervous and you're rambling now, which is, I understand. I would be too. I'd be like, no, I promise I'm not a weirdo who wants to smell you through your car. Celine, would you like to go out with Patrick on another date again? We'll pay for it.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, really? But he said he's not a creep.
Yeah, he said he's not a creep.
Yeah, that's what creepy people say.
I guess you're right.
Oh, sorry, Patrick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks anyways, you guys.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.